Hello, everybody. This is the Creators Council Show, created by Kevin Touch. I am Maria, one of your great co-hosts here to help the Anchor users out to avoid any frustration, perhaps, or minimize it as best we can as we maneuver in this app where we are able to create audio content and share it out to the world through so many different platforms. It's amazing. If you are listening to this particular show from an outside platform, we welcome you to join the party. Go ahead and download the Anchor app if you want to try it out, or go ahead and shop around on this show and get a feel for how it works. We love it. Despite some of the changes that are happening all of the time, it is a great place to be. This particular episode is about Facebook. Many people are on Facebook, some aren't, and it's okay. But there is support out there. And I'm going to tell you right now about some of the Facebook opportunities that people have out here to interact. The groups that I'm going to mention are closed groups, but people are welcome to join those groups if they feel like it. Here we go. Thank you so much, Lisa, for taking the time to message into the Creators Council show here with that message. Lisa is new to the platform and she is being so ambitious. She's got a lot of great energy. I'm so excited to have her on the platform here. Her podcast is called The Painless Truth. And go ahead and check out her Facebook pages that she is initiating. She is one ambitious cookie. But just in case you wanted to know too, there are many Facebook groups out there that are available that have been on the Facebook community for a while now. I'm going to list them for you right now. And some of the links to various Facebook groups are included in the show notes here in this episode. I myself created a Facebook page a while ago just to document my own techie journey out here because it can be overwhelming. Maria's Techie Tips is what I call it. It is pretty much my own way of storing my own growth out here. But I have been inspired and supported and encouraged by so many great Anchor users on many different Facebook pages. One of my favorites is the Anchors O Wave Facebook group developed by Avi. Miss Eileen is on there. Bernie's on there. Charles Peters, by the way, Kingfish is on there. Trudy, Condensation. So many great users of the platform are there to help navigate through the techie stuff. They are amazing. Anchors O Wave is the name of that page. There is also a page called Anchor Voices. That page on Facebook was developed by Dr. Dan. That's right. And that page is specifically to promote your show to other Anchor users or to people in general. If you want to find a show that you might be interested in, that Facebook group is a fun place to go to shop around for the kind of variety of content that we have out here on the Anchor platform. Keep in mind, all these groups that I'm referring to are closed groups. There is also the Anchor Community group. That page was developed, or group was developed by Anchor themselves. It has thousands of people, actually, and Anchor does respond to some of the posts over there on that page as well. So that's kind of a cool place to go as well. There are other ones out there on Facebook. We'll talk about those another time. Also, by the way, each person who is a podcast host here may in fact have their own Facebook group as well. I have Strong Body, Strong Soul. I know that Patrick, for instance, has We Live on a Planet as a Facebook page or group. So there are many. Your favorite podcasters out here probably have their own Facebook group as well to reflect their content and other items. My Facebook group, Strong Body, Strong soul. It's actually a page. It's a page. It's a public page so people can find me, Strong Body, Strong Soul. It's not a closed group. You are welcome to go ahead and favorite and follow that particular page on Facebook. My personal page, Maria Humphreys, on Facebook, I use primarily for my family. So, the term friends, I find, is a little overused on Facebook, frankly. So a lot of times people will see my content and they'll send me friend requests. And I have to tell you, most of my content on my personal page is public anyway. You do not need to be a friend, according to Facebook, on my page in order to see stuff. I kind of save that friend designation for my family because a lot of photos of my kids and such are on there. And the people that are listening to my podcast don't really need to see that or frankly aren't even interested, I'm sure. So don't worry about it. You do not need to send me a friend request in order to get some good content on my Maria Humphreys page. But better yet, go to the Strong Body, Strong Soul page for me. So let me know your thoughts. How do you use Facebook? Do you use Facebook to promote your podcast? I do, but it hasn't quite taken off. It would be nice to have some conversation in writing on Facebook about the content of the episodes. I think some podcasters are able to and really nurture that capability. I haven't done that yet, but you may want to. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so very much for listening. I am Maria. This is the Creators Council show. And of course, I realize sometimes people think Facebook is for older people, but it's kind of a fun place to interact. So this particular episode, all about Facebook. We'll get to Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all that kind of stuff in another episode. Keep coming back to the Creators Council show. Thanks so much. Bye.